You are listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, and this is DJ Mehmet with Global Citizen. So we came to the end of this hour. I have 2 minutes left, but as I mentioned, I will be with you until 9 a.m. this morning, so I will continue with the same concept for the next hour and the hour after. So on Global Citizen, I play music from around the world, and interestingly enough, I talk about some global issues and terms and ideas that matters to us. So we just heard Mozart in Egypt, and that was a beautiful song, a combination of Mozart and Egyptian music. And we will continue with more music. At the top of this hour, I would like to mention to you that I will be with you until 9 a.m. And if you want to call in, our number is 855-915-9636. Again, the phone number is 855-915-9636. And in order to reach to me, you need to dial, you want to talk to the DJ. Also, you can follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/globalcitizenwmfo. And in the middle of the show, I talked about something, globalcitizen.com, but that's a different website. The website that I wanted to mention is globalcitizen.org. And this website has nothing to do with the show. It's completely a separate entity. It's actually a non-profit organization as far as I know. And they are located in different places in New York, in Canada, and London, as far as I remember. And what they do, Global Citizen, they actually arrange a music festival this fall in September, and that's how a lot of people heard about them. And they are actually raising awareness about the issues, what matters most to a community, with a social change. And they also believe that on our website, we can end extreme poverty by 2030 because of the collective actions of global citizens across the world. So if you are more interested about this entity, this nonprofit organization, you can visit their website, globalcitizen.org. Okay, let's continue with more music. This time, La Rumba, Arabic Con Sabor, Gypsy Flamenco. We'll be right back. So you just heard La Rumba, Arabic Kon Sabor, and that was actually an Australian band, and they play flamenco music. For those of you who just turned their radios on, this is DJ Mehmet on WMFA Medford 91.5 FM. And my regular show is on Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m., which just finished now, but I will be covering until 9 a.m. this morning. So we'll continue with 2 hours of music. And when I play music, I choose music from around the world. So stay tuned.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, 3 more fingers for everyone over 60, 2 over 50, 1 over 40, one more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. 2 if you're very overweight. And 3 if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up 5 or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Good morning for those of you who just turned their radios on. It's 7:09. This is WMFO Medford 91.5 FM with DJ Mehmet. I will be on air this morning until 9 a.m. and we just finished an hour. And my show is from 6 to 7 a.m. Global Citizen, that I play music from around the world. Right now you are hearing Bond and Fuego. To learn more about my show, Global Citizen, you can go on to WMFO Medford website, which is WMFO.org, and you can go on to schedule and find Saturday, 6 a.m. You will see Global Citizen with DJ Mehmet, and you can actually look into the playlist, and you can also listen to the archives, all the shows that took place until now. So for this hour, we'll continue with the same concept, playing music from around the world. And in addition to that, we may have some guests if they get here on time. So that will be a surprise. And then we will also have some discussion about cultural literacy that I mentioned in the previous hour. So I will continue doing that. In the meantime, if you want to call in, our phone number is 855-915-9636, 855-915-9636. So we were talking about this concept, cultural literacy. And what I told my listeners in the first hour, there was this book called Dictionary of Cultural Literacy, based on the book Cultural Literacy, What Every American Needs to Know, written by Edie Hirsch. So in the dictionary, which is 600 something pages of dictionary, there are these different chapters. So the book starts with the Bible, and the author mentions that any American or any person living in the United States who wants to understand the conversation among the people and the terms, the idioms or persons from, you know, referring to a religious background, needs to know Bible. So it starts with Bible and then continues with mythology and folklore, and followed by proverbs, idioms, world literature, philosophy, religion, literature in English, conventions of written English, fine arts, world history, American history, world politics, American politics, and world geography, American geography, anthropology, psychology, sociology, business and economics, physical sciences, mathematics, earth sciences, life sciences, medicine and health, and technology. So I was talking about if there was a newer edition. This third edition was published in 2002 for this dictionary, and it wouldn't fit 600 pages. It would be more than that, maybe thousands of pages, especially the technology, you know, unbelievable, you know, the improvements and the advancements made in technology is very fast, fascinating, can't believe. So we have a lot of new terms, you know, even, you know, idioms. I mean, for example, Googling became a verb, you know, instead of searching online, we are Googling things. So that could have been added to this dictionary's new edition. But let's take a look at what we have in this dictionary. So I'm going to look for things under world, because this is Global Citizen and we want to talk about issues around the globe with a twist of global music. So I will be moving towards world history and starts on page 202. Let's see what we have under world history pages. So this page I open talks about World War One. So I don't know, do you remember when World War One took place? So it took place from 1914 to 1918, and that was between the Allies, notably Britain, France, Russia, and Italy, and Central Powers, Germany, Austria-Hungary, Bulgaria, and Ottoman Empire. Again, this war took 4 years, and you know, a lot of people died during this war. Okay, so that was from Dictionary of Cultural Literacy, and something we wanted to refresh our memories from history class. So let's see what else we have. Boris Yeltsin, and it's the last page of world history section. Boris Yeltsin is the president of Russian Republic, and who came after Gorbachev. And he, in 1991, he led the opposition to an attempt coup by communist hardliners and became the most powerful person in the former Soviet Union. And he was succeeded by Vladimir Putin. Okay, in terms of world history, let's see what else we have in this book. Okay, Hiroshima. So Hiroshima is a Japanese city on which the United States dropped the first atomic bomb used in warfare on August 6, 1945. After the devastation of the bombing, Hiroshima was largely rebuilt. Okay, we'll continue with more concepts from cultural literacy and what every American needs to know. We'll read more about those concepts and their definitions from this dictionary. Again, you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM with DJ Mehmet. Okay, we'll continue with more music from around the world. This time, Axel Kruger and Zorsal.
Zorsal. yaptığımı duyarsın diye.
Çiçekler açsın, böcekler öpsün, kırlarda sevgililer el ele olsun.
Ben razıyım, yeter ki sen gel. İsterse her gün yağmur yağsın.
Çiçekler açsın, böcekler öpsün, kırlarda sevgililer el ele olsun.
That was Ferdi Tayfur and Çiçekler Açsın. I will leave you with Hasan Cihat Erter's instrumental music, Chechenian Girl. listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM with DJ Mehmet. So I would like to continue this dictionary of cultural literacy, and this time I will be turning into world geography. Let's see if you know these geography terms. Turning the pages. It's a very thick book, by the way. Okay. So, first one is under the letter A, Albania. And this should sound familiar. A country in the Balkans. A republic in southeastern Europe on the Adriatic Sea, coast of the Balkan Peninsula. It says bordered by Yugoslavia, but there's no more Yugoslavia. So this was published in 2002. Like I said, this needs to be updated. And bordered by Macedonia and Greece, Tirana is the capital and largest city. Okay, let's refresh our geography knowledge with more geographical terms. This time, Armenia. Armenia is a republic in extreme southwestern Asia, bordered by Georgia to the north, Azerbaijan to the east, Iran to the south, and Turkey to the south and west. Yerevan is the capital and largest city. Okay, continuing the world geography under the cultural literacy dictionary. Okay, why don't we talk about Azerbaijan, the neighbor country to Armenia. It's a republic in southwestern Asia, bordered by Georgia and Russia in the north, to the east by Caspian Sea, to the south by Iran, and to the west Armenia. Its capital and largest city is Baku. Alright, what else we can talk about in terms of geography? Things every American needs to know. Belarus. Belarus is a republic in Eastern Europe, bordered to the northwest by Russia, Lithuania, and Latvia. To the northeast, east, and southeast by Russia. To the south by Ukraine, and to the west by Poland. Its capital and largest city is Minsk. Bosnia and Herzegovina, republic in southeastern Europe on the West Balkan Peninsula, bordered by Croatia. And it says Yugoslavia, but I think it's Serbia now. And the Adriatic Sea, Sarajevo is the country's capital and largest city. Okay, something from Africa. Cameroon, republic in West Central Africa, bordered by Nigeria, Chad, Congo, Gabon, Equatorial Guinea, Gulf of Guinea, and its capital is Yaounde, and Douala is the largest city. So, you know, sometimes the capital and the largest city is not the same. Like in Turkey, a lot of people know Istanbul as the capital of Turkey, but it's the largest city of Turkey, not the capital. Okay, so we'll continue the cultural literacy later on, hopefully with the guests, and they should be coming anytime soon. And why don't we hear more music? But I would like to wait for this instrumental piece to be over and then continue. Again, you're on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM with DJ Mehmet, and I'm playing music from around the world for this hour. Okay, so Hasan Cihat Örter and Chechenian Girl was a song that you just heard. Let's continue with more music, and this time something from Africa. Wes, Ava Ava, one of the songs that I like a lot. So we continue with EastEnders and On the Ride. So we continue. You're with DJ Mehmet on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM for this hour. We are talking about cultural literacy, what every American needs to know. And I turn to the chapter American Geography. Let's see if you know or remember any of these geographical terms. St. Petersburg. So it sounds like a Russian city, right? But it is actually a city in Florida. And it's a popular winter resort. And it's a home for many retired persons from colder northern areas such as Boston. Okay, what else we have? American geography is not that much actually. And many of the terms here are either states or cities, and some rivers like Mississippi River that you would know, Jersey City, Los Angeles, Great Lakes. So Great Lakes, a group of five large freshwater bodies in Central North America. They include West to East, Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, Lake Erie, Lake Ontario. So this is how they're named, Great Lakes. Okay. El Paso, city in Texas, on the border between Mexico and the United States. Deep South, the southernmost tier of states in the South, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. Okay. Cape Cod, of course, something from the area, is a resort area on the Atlantic Ocean in Massachusetts. Its fish hook shape is easily recognized on a map. California, Beverly Hills, Beacon Hill, okay, fashionable section of Boston, location of the Capitol Building of Massachusetts. And then Cambridge, city in Massachusetts. Atlantic City, city in southeastern New Jersey. Alaska is a state in the northwesternmost of North America. So these are some geography terms, American geography, in this book of Dictionary of Cultural Literacy from the third edition from 2002. So we'll continue more with more interesting stuff from this book. But before we do that, some more music. Okay, why don't we listen to some Greek music? Antique and Opa Opa.
Μέσα από τα ξεμπλέ κοστά σου. Γύρνα πίσω και μη κοίτας μπροστά σου. Στάσου, μη γοστάσου. Θέλω κάτι να σου πω κι ύστερα γεια σου.
So you just heard Antique and Opa Opa, Greek song. Let's continue with Jaya Ho, something from the soundtrack of the movie Slumdog Millionaire.
आजा जिंदे शामी आने के तले आजा जरी वाले नीले आसमाने के तले आजा आजा जिंदे शामी आने के तले आजा जरी वाले नीले आसमाने के तले कोयलों पे रात बिताई है अखियों की नींद मैंने फूकों से उड़ा दी गिन गिन तारे मैंने उंगली जलाई है
राजा राजा जिंदे शामी आने के तले जो सारी तारे नीले आसमान के तले
आसमाने के तले आ जा
So you just heard Jaya Ho. That was from the Slumdog Millionaire soundtrack. If you haven't seen the movie yet, you should definitely watch it. So we're getting closer to the end of this hour, the second hour today that I was with you, DJ Mehmet. My regular show is every Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m. Global Citizen. And today I will be covering from 6 to 9 a.m. 3 hours. Lots of music. So far you heard a lot of great music from around the world. We'll continue that tradition. And also, as I mentioned to you before, I have some guests in the studio. We'll learn more about them in a couple of minutes. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. Stay tuned. I would like to close this hour with Dissidenten, a German band focused on Middle Eastern music, Fata Morgana.